The Judy Canova program will follow in just a moment.
What is the 14-day palm olive plan?
Yes, what is the 14-day palm olive plan?
It's the biggest beauty news in years. Doctors tested this plan, proved it brought lovelier complexions to 2 out of 3 of all the women tested. Here it is.
Wash your face with palm olive soap. Then massage for a full 60 seconds with palm olive's beautifying lather. Then rinse. Do this 3 times a day.
Easy to do, yet 36 doctors proved. This palm olive plan brings a lovelier complexion to 2 out of 3 women. No matter what type of skin you have, dry or oily, the 14-day palm olive plan works. So get palm olive. See what palm olive can do for your skin in only 14 days.
For a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, it's Colgate Tooth Powder. It's America's wacky, wistful, wonderful, scatterbrained Judy Canova.
Howdy, folks, howdy. Well, sir, are you all happy, or have you been trying to figure out your income tax blank, too? I was down to the income tax office this afternoon. All the celebrities was down there. Dorothy L'Amour put down her sarong as a dependent. Yes, sir. Now, don't laugh. You'd be surprised how much she depends on that sarong. You know, a clerk, while I was there, a clerk handed Hedy Lamarr a tax blank. Imagine the government asking Hedy Lamarr to fill out her form. Now, it's a good thing the little babies don't have to file a return. How could they tell you what they wanted taken off? They say that you're allowed $1,200 for a wife. No wonder here in Hollywood they keep trading them in every year. Did you ever read your income tax form real close like, though? Now, look, I'll just read you a little sample right here. It says, income received from other resources, no, other sources, consistent of salaries, wages, fees, commissions, bonuses, and other compensation for personal services. Total of column 3, page 4, enter as item 3, page 6, detour to page 7. And, folks, when you get on page 7, it says, so you won't give up, eh? But after all, it all boils down to 3 main questions. How much did you make? How much have you got left? And how come? But you know something, really, though? We ought not to kick about how high our taxes get. We should all say what Admiral Nimitz says when he sees a Jap island. We can take it.
Judy with a musical stump speech for a gal named Sweet Georgia Brown. Charles Dantner boys will stuff the ballot box.
No gal made got a shade on Sweet Georgia Brown. She left neat but also neat has Sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna die for Sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, no, not much. Now it's been said, she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, well, it's a shame how she cools them down. Tell her she can't get all those fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her Sweet Georgia Brown. No gal maid has got a shade on Sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but also neat as Sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna die for Sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't over tips, a quarter slips to sweet Georgia Brown. They buy clothes and fashion shows with $1 down. Oh boy, tip your hat. Oh joy, she's the cat. Who's that mister?
Oh, hello, Judy. Say, is it true that you're going to build a house for yourself with all that old lumber lying around?
I sure am, Mr. Knopf. It's going to be an office in my house, too. I got everything all fixed.
Uh-huh. Well, what are your dimensions?
Bust 36, waist 28, hips...
No, no, wait.
Tell you what the, no, I ain't going to
well,
tell you
no,
what...
Wait a minute,
no,
Judy. I'm talking about the plans of the house.
Oh, the plans of the house. Oh, here they are. They was drawn up by the California Draftsman Institute.
Uh-huh. Well, they sure have a catchy slogan here. It says, let us draw your blueprints, and you won't get caught with your plans down. Well, these look all right. What kind of lumber are you going to use, Judy?
Well, I'm going to use California redwood. You know what redwood is? That cedar that blushes when it rains in California. Sure got tired of blushing the past 2 weeks. Say, Mr. Niles, Pedro Sylvester and Eddie Dean are working now. Let's go out and see how they're getting along.
Okay. Gee, look at them there, Judy. They're working like mad.
Yeah. Hiya, fellas.
Hello,
Hello, Miss Judy.
Hiya, now.
Hey, what's the matter, Pedro? You aren't working. What are you doing with that big bucket?
Well, pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita. I'm selling lemonade to the children that are watching us work.
Here, let me taste that. Pedro, that is not lemonade, that's carrot juice. Why, nobody would drink that but rabbits.
Oh, Senorita, I thought those little kids had awfully long ears.
Enough of that now, Pedro. You get to working right now.
Okie dokie, Senorita. I put the walls up, pronto.
Put the walls up? Well, what about a foundation?
Well, no thanks, Senorita. I do not wear one.
Pedro, you know, sometimes when I look at you, I'd swear you were born on April Fool's Day.
No, I wasn't. It wasn't New Year's Eve either.
How do you know it wasn't New Year's Eve?
Oh, Senorita, I wouldn't be silly enough to stay home on New Year's Eve.
Well, you get right to work. Now let's get this place started.
Hasty luego.
Hasty lumbago to you too, Pedro.
Say, hello, honey. Look what I'm doing. I'm the water boy for the gentleman.
Oh, hello, Geranium. Well, you can give me a drink, too.
All right. Here he is, honey.
Geranium, this isn't water. This is pure alcohol.
My, my. No wonder I've been so thirsty.
Well, I'm sure glad to see you anyway. You know, I was worried how you'd get home last night.
Oh, the man I was with brought me home in a rowboat.
Now, Geranium, that's going too far. You know it's never wet in California.
Well, I don't know, honey, but when he turned the corner and I fell out, that stuff I was swimming in wasn't orange juice.
Oh, by the way, did you get that letter I left in the kitchen for you?
Oh, I sure did, honey. You know it was from my boyfriend, Pomeroy.
Oh, is he still in Italy?
No, he went on a bombing mission over Africa, and something happened and he had to bail out. He said that, he landed in the desert and his throat was parched with thirst and there was nothing to drink but water. Yeah, but he said a queen of the Ubangi tribe found him and let him sit in the shade of a lower lip.
Well, gee, he's lucky she found him, huh?
Lucky? Well, he says he's now the husband of the queen of the saucer lip tribe and father of a 42-piece dinner set. Oh, shucks, what am I laughing at?
Well, don't worry, Geranium. Our boys will soon be marching into B-E-R-I-N.
B-E-R-I-N? Honey, that ain't the way to spell Berlin.
Yes, it is. Our American flyers have bombed the L out of it.
Oh.
Say, Judy, I've just discovered something. Did you know there was an echo that comes from across the lake?
There is?
Yeah, just listen to this. Hello! Hello! How are you? How are you?
Gee, let me try it. Vaudeville!
Vaudeville!
Gosh, even vaudeville's coming back.
Hey, Judy, listen to this.
Colgate tooth powder!
Would you repeat that, Bud?
Why, certainly. Colgate tooth powder gives you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles.
Shucks, everybody echoes that statement, and you don't have to yell at people to make them understand, because if you brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder, I'll promise you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles.
That's right. Colgate tooth powder removes dull surface film and reveals the natural sparkle of your teeth. That's Colgate tooth powder.
I love you. Oh, shucks. I'm sorry, Mr. Niles, but I'm so used to saying that back to lovers, I forget myself.
Oh, that's all right, Echo, old boy. The three most beautiful words in the English language are I love you, and we like to know that Colgate tooth powder gives those words a grand send-off. You know, without oral unpleasing breath. Yes, Colgate tooth powder not only brightens your smile, but scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, it stops oral unpleasing breath instantly. So whether you want to be on the giving or the receiving end of those three little words, I love you, be sure to brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. And I'll promise you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder. Powder!
Colgate tooth powder!
And here's Eddie Dean, our cowboy baritone, with his version of There's a Star-Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere.
There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, in a distant land so many miles away. Only Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry, Nathan Hale, and Cole, and Kelly, too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. In this war with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use an old cowboy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American, and for that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, that is where I want to live when I die.
Coming with my new house.
Greetings and salutations. And all that sort of stuff, Miss Judy. Say, you know, I'm so happy to saw boards and hammer nails and build this scrumptious edifice for you.
Sylvester, you better work and stop talking or we'll have another flood before we get the house up.
Oh, shuffling suckersack! You'll be sorry. I just want you to know that if I do a good job here, Hetty Lamar wants me to build her a house. Yes, sir. There won't be any fireplaces, no furnaces, and no electric heaters of any description.
You mean to tell me you're going to build Hetty Lamar a bungalow without any heaters? Why?
She's so young.
Say, Pedro, you're building the house sideways. How could you do such a thing?
Well, Senorita, I was lying down when I read the blueprints.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous. Why, I don't think you can even saw a board.
Well, do not say that, Senorita. I am a crackerjack carpenter.
A crackerjack carpenter?
Si.
What'd you ever make?
Cracker Jacks.
Hey, Judy, this house is really a mess. Look, they've built the furnace in the clothes closet.
Why, so they have.
Well, won't the clothes burn?
No, not as well as logs. Hey, you know, Mr. Niles, when the house is all finished, I'll call an electrician and have him wire plenty of lights and make it a real modern house.
Oh, pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita, but I could do the lighting for you.
No, thanks, Pedro. You fixed us good when we took over this motel. You know, I didn't mind it when I turned on the vacuum and got Frank Sinatra. I didn't mind it when the percolator struck 3 o'clock. But when I pushed the button in the garage and Grandpappy came sliding out in the bathtub, that was going too far. Hello?
This is one of the bricklayers. Boy, what fun.
Fun? What are you doing?
I'm lying out here by the concrete mixer. We're both getting stiff together.
Oh, well. I gotta get busy and help out, too. Who helped me with the plastering?
Senorita, I used to be a plasterer. In fact, when I see a calcium brush, I get that old ceiling.
Pedro, as far as I'm concerned, your ceiling is zero.
Oh, muchas gracias, senorita.
A mess of grass to you too, Pedro. Right, never mind that now. You just get back to work. Here, you hold that nail, and I'll hit it with the hammer.
Okie dokie, you hit it. Oh, senorita, you hit your finger with the hammer.
No, I didn't, Pedro. I hit your finger.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Say, Miss Judy, would you like to inspect the work we've done?
Yeah, Eddie, as a matter of fact, I don't like the looks of this house. I think I should have called in some real carpenters.
Oh, do not say that, Senorita. Here, you can climb this ladder and look at the roof. But please be careful, the ladder I make is a little flimsy.
Flimsy? I'll say it is. It's the first time I ever tried to climb a Venetian blind.
To tell you the truth, Miss Judy, I don't like the way that Pedro and Sylvester put up the framework.
I agree with you, Eddie, my boy. Looks awful shaky to me, too. No, but maybe it's one of those California rhythm houses.
California rhythm houses?
Yeah. Sway and shake with our next earthquake.
Anyhow, Judy, the boys fixed you a nice cellar to store your canned vegetables and fruit.
Yeah, that's one good consummation. Let's go take a look at it.
All right, come on, Judy. Now, remember, there's no floor. You'll have to walk on these boards laid across the beams.
Well, I'll hold your hand, Mr. Niles.
Oh, okay, but be careful now where you're walking.
Gee, it's dark in here. Pedro, you are not supposed to paint over the windows, too. Whoops! Catch me, Mr. Niles, I'm falling!
Senorita? dug it a little deep, Senorita, but I do not think it is too deep.
Now, then listen to this. Hello there, how are you?
Oh, order, Mommy. Very fine, Missy. Welcome to Chongqing.
Well, I said I won't have to listen to Mercy Ghosts down here.
Well, folks, while Judy is on her way back from Chungking to sing her next song, I have a little reminder for you. Think this over, will you? The package of Colgate tooth powder I want you to get tonight promises you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Now, that's quite a promise, isn't it? But it's based on facts, because Colgate tooth powder not only banishes dull film quickly and safely from your teeth, not only leaves them with sparkling brilliance, but at the same instant, it gives you a breath that's sweet and wholesome. And those are facts, friends, for scientific tests have proved beyond question that Colgate tooth powder actually stops oral unpleasing breath. Stops it instantly in 7 cases out of 10. And it's just that easy, too. You simply brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Remember, Colgate tooth powder. And here's Judy with another song, a popular American favorite, Low and Lonely Over You.
Low and lonely, sad and blue, thinking only of little you, always trying to keep from crying, I'm low and lonely over you. Do you miss me? Say you do. Tell me, darling, please tell me true. Do you yearn, dear, for my return, dear? I'm low and lonely over you.
Saying, oh, if I could only do something fine, something big and important for the war effort. Yes, you'd fly a plane, you'd go into the swampy jungles to care for the sick and wounded. You'd do anything, yes, anything. But you can't. You're tied down with a house and family. But lady, listen, you're the very one who can do something important every day of your life. You can save your used cooking fats. You see, used cooking fats are needed, urgently needed, for making sulfa drugs, vaccines, and other precious life-saving medicines. They're needed, too, for making gunpowder and other war materials. Now, you don't give your waste fats to the war effort, you sell them. For every pound you turn in, your butcher pays you 4 cents and 2 meat points. So, save and sell every ounce of waste cooking fat, even if it's black or burned. Save it. Pour it into tin, not glass, and take it to your butcher the very first thing. The fat you save and sell today may save a soldier's life. Yes, a wounded lad in Italy, a fighting Marine in the Pacific, or an airman in the Aleutians may escape death because you saved your bacon grease. So start today. Thank you.
Well, folks, despite all our trouble in fixing up the motel, we'll see y'all here next week. On account of the shortage of gasoline and the lack of tourists, we're going to make our motel into a combination auto camp and rest home for people that enjoys peace and quiet. So if any of you folks just want a simple spot with simple people, meet all of us here next Tuesday at this very same time. This is simply yours, Judy Canova in Hollywood, saying thanks a lot and good night, soldier. wherever you may be. My heart's lonely without you. Good night, soldier.
Remember, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, use Colgate tooth powder. This is Ken Niles saying, see y'all next Tuesday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.